Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Quick question, are you paying more in taxes than you should? Most high-earning physicians overpay by tens of thousands because their CPA only looks backwards, not forwards. Gelt is different. Dedicated CPAs powered by AI that work year-round, not just at filing time. Tax strategy and proactive planning for practice owners, investors, and physicians with complex financial lives. Built specifically for professionals who want to keep more of what they earn. Check out joingelt.com. That's joingelt.com. Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. I'm a two-decade plus physician entrepreneur. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. Thanks for joining me on my show. And I want to start off by letting you know I've probably tested more AI tools in the last 18 months than most doctors will touch in a career. Not because I'm technical. I'm not. I'm just a regular physician, and I've built a coaching business, helping other physician businesses. And somewhere along the way, teaching physicians how to use AI is just became part of what I do. And that actually means having to try all these things. So I try Skypes and note takers and research tools, writing assistants, automation platforms. I've signed up for a lot of trials. I have a lot of paid AI subscriptions. And here's what I want to tell you after all of it. Most doctors, you don't need more AI tools. What you need is a simple AI stack. Five tools, five jobs, and that's about it. Something that actually saves you time, cuts the admin drag, and quietly helps you build leverage outside the exam room. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to walk you through five categories of AI that I feel have earned their place in a physician's workflow in 2026. And the ones that, honestly, you can just ignore until the dust really settles. So medicine is what you do, but I honestly believe AI is how you take some of your time back. So let's get into it. Now, before I give you that AI stack, let me tell you what testing all of these tools actually taught me. Because the lessons is not what I expected. I went into thinking that the answer was going to be a clean shopping list. Here are my three best products. Here's what to buy. Here's what to skip. And that's what I thought I'd hand to my coaching clients. But that's not what I found. What I found is that the major platforms, you know, the ChatGPTs, the Claudes, the Geminis of the world, they're real. They're not going to go anywhere. And they've gotten dramatically better over the last couple of years. So if you want a shopping list, fine. Those are the big ones, but pick one. But here's the catch. The lineup shuffles. The tools that were clearly the best at research a year ago may not necessarily be the best today. The Scribe product that I was recommending in 2024 is competition now. Features leapfrog each other every few months. One platform adds a capability, then another matches it, then a third one passes them both. So if you build your stack around a specific product, you're going to be redoing this work probably every 6 months. And as a doctor, I know you don't have the bandwidth for that. So I stopped recommending products. I started recommending jobs. And the doctors I actually see winning with AI, and I'm watching this happen in real time in our coaching programs, they're not collecting tools. They're picking jobs. They're looking at their week and they say, you know, where am I building time on stuff that don't really require my medical license? And then they build a tool for that specific job. And when the lineup shuffles and a better tool emerges, they swap it. The job stays, the slot stays, the stack stays. And that's the entire framework. I call it the AI stack, five jobs, five tools, not five products I'm endorsing, five categories of work that almost every physician has. And then AI is handling it really well right now. Now, I know that some doctors might feel uncomfortable. We like to recommend a specific drug at a specific dose. And I'm not really wanting to name the drug. And that's deliberate because the tools will change, but the jobs won't. All right. With that disclaimer, let's get into it. First tool, number one, the research assistant. And I want to do this one a little differently than probably every other AI podcast that you heard. Because honestly, AI can summarize articles. You know that. I don't need to sell you on that. What I want to sell you is this, is asymmetric research. Physicians are trained to do research one way. Deep, careful, slow. You read the whole paper. You checked the methods. You looked at the confidence intervals. And that's just practicing good medicine. That's how you should read clinical literature, full stop. But that is not how you should read everything else. You know, when I'm prepping for a podcast interview, I don't need to do a deep read every article my guest has ever written. I need to know what they've argued, where maybe they're controversial, what they've changed their mind on, and what nobody's asked them yet. And that's a different job. And that's a job AI can do in about 90 seconds. Same thing for business reading. When I'm looking at a new market, say AI scribes, I don't need to read 40 think pieces. I need a synthesis. I need the three camps, the lattice critics, the open questions, and I need it fast. So here's the specific move. Open whichever AI chat tool you have. Paste in three or four articles on the same topic. Ask them one question. Where do these sources disagree and which disagreement matters the most? That single prompt has done more for my preparation than any course I've ever taken. Because the AI is forced to actually compare, not just summarize. And the disagreement, that's where that insight lives. So this week, the next time you have to get up to speed on something fast, a topic for a meeting, a question from a patient, a market you're curious about, try this disagreement prompt. Three sources or three or four sources, one question, and see what surfaces. Number two, the second tool, the writing assistant. Now, I want to be careful here because I know how this sounds. Are you telling me to let AI write for me? No, I'm not. I'm telling you to let it draft. And those are very different verbs. Think about writing you do every week that isn't a chart note, the thank you email to a referring doctor, the patient education handout you've been meaning to update for 2 years, the LinkedIn post you keep promising yourself you'll write, the newsletter, the course outline, the pitch to a podcast guest. Every one of these is something where you know where you want to say, what you want to say. You just don't have time to sit down and write the first draft. So you don't. And then probably what happens is the post never goes out. The newsletter never gets sent. The handout still says 2022 at the bottom. AI can get you from that blank page to that messy first draft. And I think that's the gift. But it's not the final version. It's just the first version. So here's how I use it. I give the AI three things. The audience. So my audience is physicians who are thinking about non-clinical income. The intent. I want them to get them to work with me, to book a strategy call. The voice. Short sentences, dry, not fluff. Sounds like me, but not like a marketer. Then I give it the rough idea in one paragraph and I ask for a draft. Then, and this matters, is I rewrite it, sometimes heavily. Sometimes I keep a sentence out of this whole thing, but I started, and starting was the hard part. So do not copy and paste raw AI output and send it as patient education or as anything with your name on it without reading every word. Hallucinations are still real in 2026. Dosing errors in AI-generated patient materials have been documented. I've seen it. Remember, you are the physician. You are the final pair of eyes, always. Now, here's what I want you to do. This week, pick one piece of writing you've been putting off. Just one. Maybe it's a LinkedIn post, an email to a colleague, a short bio update. Use AI to draft it in a few minutes. Then spend, 5 to 10 minutes editing into your own voice. Then you can go ahead and send it. All right, tool number three. This is probably the highest leverage of all five, and nobody's really talking about it, and that is your admin assistant. So I've got a confession. For years, I was the bottleneck in every project I ran, not because I didn't know what to do, because I didn't write any of it down. The SOP, it existed in my brain. The follow-up list existed in my head. The meeting takeaways, you guessed it, right up here in the old noggin. And my heart, my head, it turned out, it's not a reliable database. AI is very good at admin work. And by admin work, I mean, it's the connective tissue of any business. Your meeting summaries, SOPs, standard operating procedures, task lists out of a messy voice memo, turning a 15-minute rambling into a clean checklist. Three specific use cases that have changed how I work. So number one, meeting cleanup. If I have to call my team, I drop my transcript or my own messy notes into an AI tool And I say, give me a one paragraph summary, three action items with owner and any open question. 60 seconds, done. I know I wasn't going to recommend a specific product, but I use Fathom and it does it extremely well. This episode is sponsored by GoToConnect. Modern practices need a modern phone system. GoToConnect brings your phones, patient messaging, video visits, and scheduling into one platform, helping you stay HIPAA compliant with an AI receptionist that never misses a call. Built for outpatient clinics and physician-owned practices. No in-house IT required. See a demo at goto.com/healthcare. Number two, SOPs. When I do something new in my business, say the workflow for booking a podcast guest, I record a 5-minute voice memo describing how I did it. I paste the transcript in. I say, turn this into a step-by-step SOP a virtual assistant can follow. Now I have an asset. It's not just a memory. Number three, voice memo cleanup. This one is underrated. I drive a lot. I'm sure you do too. I think while I drive, and I used to lose every one of those thoughts. Now I just record a voice memo. I dump the transcript into AI, and he asks for the actual idea inside the rambling. Sometimes the idea is gold. Sometimes the idea is maybe I should stop drinking less coffee. Either way, I know. Next time you finish a meeting or a long phone call, before you do anything else, just take a few minutes and dump your notes or transcript, if you have one, into AI. Ask for action items and a summary. Send it to whoever was on the call. Watch what happens to your reputation as someone who follows through. Tool number four, the content repurposing assistant. Content repurposing. Now, this one is specifically for the physicians who are building something. If you don't make content, go ahead and skip this. But if you follow me, you probably are. Most of the physicians I coach end up making some kind of content eventually. A newsletter, a podcast, LinkedIn, YouTube, patient education, a book, something. Because content is how you build authority that doesn't require an extra shift to monetize. So stick with me. The problem with making content as a physician, it's not that you don't have ideas. You have lots of ideas. You see 15 patients or more a day. You have ideas. The problem is volume. One podcast episode, one newsletter, one post, all from different scratch starts, all taking time you don't have. Repurposing fixes it. Make one thing well, then let AI help you turn that one thing into five things. So I have what I call the leverage cascade, and I've talked about it before on this show. One podcast episode becomes a newsletter draft. The newsletter draft becomes three LinkedIn posts. The LinkedIn post becomes hook for short video clips. The short clips become the trailer for the next podcast episode. AI doesn't write any of this for you in final form, but it pulls the thread. It says, here are the five most quotable lines from your episode. Here are the three ideas that could each be their own LinkedIn post. Here's a hook for the first 30 seconds of a clip. You still write, you still edit, you still publish, but you stop starting from zero. So how I actually use this, every podcast episode I record, I run the transcript through a repurposing prompt. I get a newsletter outline, three social posts, a list of pull quotes. It takes me 90 seconds to generate, saves about 3 to 5 hours a week. 3 to 5 hours, by the way, that's roughly 150 to 200 hours a year. That's almost a full work month of time recovered every year from one prompt. So here's your homework assignment. The next thing you create, whether it's a podcast episode, a long email, a webinar recording, don't just let it die there. Take the transcript or the text, run it through AI and ask for three derivative pieces. Even if you only use one of them, you've doubled the output of that piece of work. All right, we're down to our last tool. And this one's a little bit different from the others. The first four tools I gave you, we talked about research, writing, admin, repurposing. Those are tasks. And those are things AI does. The fifth tool isn't a task. It's a teammate. What I'm talking about is your AI assistant. It's the recurring one. The one that doesn't wait for you to open up a tab and post something in. The one you brief once and it handles the job on schedule or in the background or every time a trigger happens. So let me make this concrete because I know AI assistant, it kind of sounds vague. But think about how you actually delegate as a physician. You don't do your own billing, mostly. You don't draw your own labs. You don't build your own EMR templates from scratch every morning. You have a team. You brief them once on how something should be done, and hopefully they do it and you check their work. And that's the model. And I think that's the right model for this fifth tool. So here's what it looks like on my end. After a strategy call with a prospective coaching client, three things need to happen. A follow-up email, a reminder for me to send a personal note in 7 days, the contact tag correctly in my CRM. Now, I used to do all three by hand on a good day. On a bad day, two of three gets done and one slipped. Now, I do have a assistance to handle it. I briefed it once. I checked the work. I do not every single time manually click through three systems. It's the same model that I have for content. Every podcast episode I record, the transcript gets handled to an AI assistant. It pulls the quotes. It drafts the newsletter online. It flags the strongest moments for clips. I open my inbox the next morning and the work is mostly done. I edit it. I publish it. Now, this is not me being technical. This is me briefing on this AI team at once well, and I'm getting compounded returns from it. Now, I want to be honest with you. Building these the first time is the hardest piece of the stack. Tools 1 through 4, you can use those today. Probably you can get started in the next 10, 20 minutes. Tool number 5 takes some time. Could take a day, could be a couple of days. You're going to set one up. It's going to do something dumb. You're going to have to fix it. That's the deal. But here's what I want you to hear. 2 Saturdays of setup in exchange for a teammate that, again, works every week for the rest of your career. That's not a bad trade for a physician. That's the best trade on the list. So cash and time, that's data. When an AI assistant takes a recurring job off of your plate, that's not just time saved. That's the signal telling you which work, when you work in your business, you're actually building a system. And you're building a habit that you've been performing for free. And habits don't scale, but systems do. And the AI assistant is how you find out which is which. So I want you to look at your week, find the one task you do every single Monday or every single Friday, the same thing, not a one-off, a recurring one. That will be your first AI assistant job. Brief it once, check the work, trust it slowly. All right. We've talked about the 5 tools, but I want to get serious for a minute about what does not belong in the AI stack. There are 3 places I do not want you to use AI as a shortcut. 9 and 26, not just yet. Number one, you've heard it said before, clinical judgment. AI can help you summarize a chart, but it doesn't replace your differential diagnosis, your physical exam, you know, how your words on your website. Use your own knowledge. Use your license. Number 2, legal and compliance work. I do use AI to have a question and where I want it to go, but I don't use it as my lawyer. I use AI to understand a contract, understand the pros and cons, but no, I pay the experts to do that. And then number 3, anything with private health information that isn't properly secured. This is the big one. Don't put patient information into a general consumer AI tool. You can use the Ambit AI built into your EMR. Hopefully that's something that is a HIPAA-aligned product with a BAA. If you wouldn't post it on the builder, don't paste it into a chatbot that doesn't have the right agreement in place. Okay. So I know that the standalone scribe market is huge. I'm not the right person to rank those products, but what I can tell you on the clinical side, if you're going to do this, use your EMR first. That's the conservative default. It's the one that I follow. All right. I know that was a lot of stuff. We talked about research assistant, writing assistant, admin assistant, a content repurposing assistant, and then your AI teammate that ties the first 4 of those together. 5 jobs. Pick the AI tool that fits in your life. Don't collect it. Just pick it. Again, here's what I want you to do. Just start working on one. Just do one of these this week. You know, it is going to help you out. If you want to do this and you want to work with someone, we're opening up a cohort later in this month. Find out more information. Go to Doctors Online Success, where we go in-depth on these tools. We help build you the agents that can really transform and scale your practice. Guys, you have ups and downs as a physician entrepreneur. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals. And keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.